Consistency is king. Stand up and build your future. Written by Kelvin W. Nathan. Published by Audiobooks Office. Introduction: The Throne of Effort. The truth is simple, but often ignored. Greatness isn't born in bursts of inspiration, it's forged in the quiet hours when no one is watching. Success is not a lightning strike, it's sunrise after sunrise built by the hands of someone who refused to give up. Consistency is not glamorous, yet it's the royal road to abundance. The ones who rise to the top aren't always the most gifted or the most connected. They are the ones who kept showing up when others surrendered to comfort. The idea that consistency is king isn't just a catchy phrase, it's a philosophy. It's a declaration that showing up for your vision every single day will always outlast talent, opportunity, or luck. When you are consistent, you tell the universe, "I am serious about my future." And the universe always rewards seriousness with momentum. You begin to attract chances, people, and progress simply because you refuse to stand still. The world bends toward those who keep moving. We live in a time obsessed with instant results. People crave viral moments, shortcuts, and the illusion of overnight success. Yet, beneath every sudden success lies a long trail of unseen effort. The artist who finally breaks through has painted in obscurity for years. The entrepreneur who makes headlines has endured countless silent failures. The athlete who seems born for victory has trained through exhaustion, doubt, and injury. Consistency is the bridge between where you are and where you dream to be. Without it, ambition is only noise, loud but hollow. Consistency demands humility. It asks you to build brick by brick, knowing that progress might feel invisible for a long time. That's where most people quit, not because they lack skill, but because they lack patience. You must learn to fall in love with the process itself, not just the prize. Every repetition, every disciplined choice, every small improvement is a silent investment in your future self. It's the slow but certain rise of your own empire. This book is not about motivation alone, because motivation fades. It's about mastery through repetition, faith through failure, and discipline through delay. It's about learning how to stand up even when the applause stops, how to keep building when no one sees the foundation. You are not defined by your start or by your stumbles, but by your ability to continue. The future belongs to those who stay consistent long enough to meet it. When you decide to stand up, truly stand up, you claim responsibility for your destiny. You stop waiting for permission. You stop depending on perfect timing. You stop searching for external validation. You realize that every day you show up, no matter how small the step, you are building something real. That decision to rise and stay risen separates the dreamers from the doers, the dabblers from the masters, the spectators from the architects of their own future. There will be days when you don't feel like showing up. That's natural. But consistency isn't about perfection. It's about commitment. It's about doing the work even when your emotions rebel. It's about showing up in the rain, in the doubt, in the chaos, and still saying, "I'm here." Over time, those small choices compound into greatness. You won't need to chase success anymore. Success will start finding you, drawn to the rhythm of your persistence. Abundance doesn't arrive through chance. It's cultivated through continuity. When you are consistent in thought, action, and energy, you become magnetic. Opportunities sense reliability, and reliability is rare. The world rewards those it can depend on. Consistency is the quiet currency of trust, influence, and achievement. So, as you begin this journey, understand this truth. The crown doesn't belong to the talented alone. It belongs to the tireless, to those who dared to keep showing up. This book will walk beside you through that process, from building the right mindset, to embracing discipline, to surviving the storms, and finally, to leading with purpose. You'll learn that your future isn't built in leaps, but in layers. Layers of action, belief, and endurance. Stand up. Stay consistent. Keep building. Because your legacy will not be written by what you started, it will be written by what you refuse to quit. To read the complete book, visit our website and get the complete ebook in 25 chapters, now available on the website at audiobooksoffice.com. Chapter 1. The Seed of Change. Every transformation begins in silence. It starts with a thought so small that it almost goes unnoticed, a flicker in the mind that whispers, "There must be more than this." That whisper is the seed of change, the invisible beginning of every great story. Most people ignore it because it doesn't shout, it doesn't demand attention. It arrives quietly in the spaces between exhaustion and hope, waiting for the moment you decide to listen. The moment you acknowledge it, you take your first step toward the life you were meant to live. Nothing in your future changes until you do. The seed of change is planted the day you stop blaming your circumstances. It's the day you look around and realize that everything in your life, your habits, your results, your level of peace or chaos, reflects what you've tolerated, not what you've dreamed. That realization can sting, but it's also liberating because it means your destiny is not in someone else's hands. When you decide to rise, you stop surrendering your power to excuses. You stop waiting for perfect timing, for more support, for fewer problems. You see that the ground beneath you is fertile enough to begin no matter how barren it looks. Every great oak started as a single seed buried in the dark, surrounded by uncertainty. But in that darkness, it found strength to grow roots before it ever reached for the sun. Change is not a product of luck. It's the offspring of decision. You don't stumble into a new life, you construct it. The difference between those who transform and those who remain stuck isn't opportunity, it's choice. The choice to start where you are, with what you have, and move forward even when the path ahead isn't clear. Consistency begins with a single act of courage, the decision to stand up. You don't have to know everything, and you don't have to feel ready. You just have to decide that staying the same costs more than the effort to change. The human mind is powerful, but it is also predictable. It clings to comfort and fears the unfamiliar. That's why so many people stay in jobs they hate, relationships that drain them, or routines that slowly erode their spirit. They convince themselves that it's safer to stay where they are than to risk the unknown. But the truth is that stagnation carries its own danger. Comfort zones are deceptive. They promise safety but deliver decay. Every day you ignore the urge to grow, your potential weakens a little. The walls of comfort become a cage, and before long, you forget that freedom was ever an option. The seed of change is fragile at first. It needs nurturing, through belief, through repetition, through action. You must water it with effort, feed it with patience, and protect it from the weeds of doubt. There will be days when you question why you started. There will be moments when the soil feels hard and progress invisible, but growth often hides beneath the surface. Just because you don't see results immediately doesn't mean your work is in vain. The roots are forming, strengthening, preparing to break through. That is the law of consistency. Unseen effort always precedes visible reward. Every decision to rise is an act of rebellion against the old you, the one who settled, procrastinated, and made peace with mediocrity. That version of you will fight to survive because it has grown comfortable in its limits. It will whisper, "Start tomorrow," or "You've tried before," or "Maybe this isn't for you." You must learn to recognize those lies as the voice of resistance. The same mind that can imprison you can also set you free, but only when you master it. The seed of change takes root when you no longer negotiate with your excuses. You can't grow and cling to comfort at the same time. Standing up for your future doesn't mean making massive leaps overnight. It means taking small, deliberate steps daily, even when they feel insignificant. The person who walks slowly but never stops will always surpass the one who sprints and quits. Success is a marathon of patience disguised as persistence. The moments you least feel like moving forward are often the most crucial because they prove whether your commitment is built on excitement or endure. Consistency doesn't ask for perfection, it asks for presence. Show up tired, show up uncertain, but show up. There will be times when the world seems indifferent to your effort. No applause, no validation, no visible progress. That's when most people give up, not realizing they were inches from breakthrough. The truth is, transformation rarely announces itself in advance. It sneaks up slowly, through repetition, through faith, through the thousandth quiet act of discipline. Every page written, every workout completed, every early morning endured, each one stacks upon the last until suddenly you look back and realize you've built momentum. You've become the kind of person who doesn't wait for inspiration, you create it. The seed of change becomes unstoppable when you align it with purpose. You must know why you're rising, what vision is pulling you forward. Purpose gives your consistency direction. It turns repetition into progress. Without purpose, you'll mistake movement for momentum, busyness for productivity. But with it, every step, no matter how small, feels significant. You begin to measure success not by what you achieve in a day, but by who you're becoming through the process. Purpose transforms work into worship, routine into ritual. It reminds you that every effort, however unseen, is shaping the masterpiece that is your future self. There's a point in every journey when you realize that no one is coming to save you. That realization can feel heavy, but it's also the moment of empowerment. You stop waiting for miracles and start becoming one. You stop asking for signs and start acting as your own confirmation. When you finally understand that your life responds to your level of commitment, everything shifts. The world doesn't owe you progress, it mirrors your persistence. Each day you show up, you are signaling to life itself that you're ready for more, and life always responds to readiness. The decision to rise is not made once, it's made daily. Every morning you'll face a choice. Return to the comfort of yesterday or step again toward the promise of tomorrow. Some days you'll move an inch, others a mile, but what matters is that you keep moving. The seed of change does not bloom in a day, but with time and consistency it grows into something unshakable. The same effort that feels ordinary now will one day be the reason people call you extraordinary being. Remember this truth as you continue. Everything magnificent once started as something small. A single spark becomes a flame. A single act of courage becomes a legacy. The day you decide to rise is the day your future begins to form. Do not underestimate the quiet power of that decision. The seed of change is already in your hands. What you do next determines whether it remains a dream buried in the soil of fear, or grows into the tree that shades your destiny. Stand up, water the seed, and keep tending it, because one day, when you look back, you'll see that every small act of consistency was a chapter in your becoming, and the harvest will prove that it was worth it. Chapter 2: The Battle Within. Before you conquer the world outside, you must first conquer the one within. Every goal, dream, and aspiration will eventually lead you back to this battlefield, the space between your ears, the dialogue no one else can hear. It is in this unseen arena that victories are born and destinies are decided. Many people lose their future here, not because the world was too cruel or circumstances too harsh, but because they were defeated by their own thoughts before the fight even began. The greatest wars are not fought with others. They are fought with the fears, doubts, and excuses that try to chain you to who you used to be. The battle within begins the moment you decide to change. It's that internal tug of war between comfort and courage, between the familiar past and the uncertain future. The mind, left unchecked, always seeks safety. It whispers that it's too risky to start, too late to begin, too hard to sustain. But safety and growth can't live in the same space. You cannot protect your comfort and pursue your calling at the same time. Growth demands discomfort. It requires you to confront the parts of yourself that you've avoided, the insecurities, the self-sabotage, the need for validation. Every time you ignore those inner conflicts, they grow stronger. But when you face them, you weaken their grip on your potential. Most people think failure is their biggest enemy, but in truth it's self-doubt that kills more dreams than failure ever could. Doubt is subtle. It disguises itself as logic, caution, or practicality. It makes you question whether your vision is too big, whether you're truly capable, whether anyone will care. But doubt is not a reflection of truth, it's a reflection of habit. The mind becomes accustomed to playing small because it's easier to manage disappointment when you never truly try. The battle within is learning to separate the voice of reason from the voice of fear. Reason guides you forward, fear keeps you where you are. Consistency requires inner strength because the hardest person to lead is yourself. There will be mornings when you wake up heavy, when your motivation feels like dust, when your mind searches for excuses disguised as logic. On those days, winning the battle within means simply showing up. You don't have to feel inspired, you only have to be intentional. Every time you act in alignment with your goals, despite resistance, you strengthen your mental armor. That's how discipline is built, through thousands of small victories no one else sees. To master the inner game, you must first understand that your mind is both a tool and a trap. If you use it well, it becomes your greatest ally. If you let it run unchecked, it becomes your biggest enemy. The mind is designed to protect, not to evolve. It seeks familiarity, even when that familiarity is destructive. That's why change feels uncomfortable. It threatens the mind's illusion of control. The key is not to silence fear, but to move despite it. Courage is not the absence of fear. It's the refusal to let fear dictate your decisions. You can acknowledge your anxiety, your hesitation, your self-doubt, and still act. Each time you do, you reclaim a piece of your power. Many people talk about mindset as if it's something you simply decide to have, but it's more like a muscle. It requires training. Every negative thought, every moment of hesitation, every urge to quit is an opportunity to strengthen that muscle. You can't wait for confidence to appear before you begin. Confidence grows from evidence, the evidence that you can keep promises to yourself. Each act of follow-through, no matter how small, tells your mind that you are trustworthy. Over time, that trust becomes unshakable belief. That's the moment when consistency stops feeling forced and starts feeling natural, because you've proven to yourself that you are reliable. The battle within also involves learning how to handle your emotions without letting them hijack your direction. Feelings are temporary visitors, but when you let them drive, they can take you off course. You might feel unmotivated, uninspired, or overwhelmed, but feelings aren't commands, they're signals. They can guide your awareness, but they should never decide your actions. Emotional maturity is the ability to act with purpose even when emotions don't agree. When you learn that discipline is stronger than mood, you unlock the secret to long-term growth. Another weapon in this inner war is awareness. You can't defeat what you don't notice. Awareness lets you step outside your own thoughts and observe them, instead of drowning in them. You start to realize that the mind's noise isn't always truth, it's just programming. Most of it comes from years of conditioning. What you've been told, what you've seen, what you've accepted as normal. The moment you question that programming, you begin to rewrite it. The voice that says, you're not ready or not worthy, loses power the moment you recognize it as just a voice, not a verdict. Technical. The battle within is also about forgiveness. You cannot move forward while carrying the weight of old mistakes. Too many people use their past as evidence against themselves. They say, I've failed before, or I'm not consistent enough, and they wear those memories like chains. But failure is not your identity, it's your education. The person you were when you failed is not the person standing here now trying again. Growth means forgiving yourself for the chapters you had to live through in order to learn. Consistency doesn't require perfection, it requires progress. And progress cannot coexist with self-punishment. When you begin to master your inner world, something powerful happens. The external world starts to shift in response. Opportunities seem to appear where there were none. People begin to treat you differently, not because they changed, but because your energy did. Confidence and consistency radiate. They attract alignment. The same way insecurity repels progress, conviction invites it. Life is always responding to the strength of your inner state. That's why the real battle is never about competition or circumstance. It's about conquering the chaos within. There will still be moments of doubt. There will still be days when your mind tries to pull you back into old patterns. That's not failure. That's human nature. The difference now is awareness. When you can recognize the storm without being swept away by it, you've already won. You begin to understand that your thoughts don't define you, your actions do. You become the kind of person who chooses purpose over paralysis, intention over impulse. That's the true victory of the battle within, not eliminating fear, but learning to walk through it with your head held high. In the end, the greatest freedom you will ever experience is freedom from your own limitations. The day you stop being your own obstacle, the path forward becomes clear. Your potential has never been the problem. It's the permission you've denied yourself that holds you back. The moment you give yourself permission to rise, to fail, to try again, you begin to live differently. Every morning becomes an opportunity to choose the stronger voice within you, the one that says, "Keep going." And when you listen to that voice long enough, the battle within no longer feels like war, it feels like transformation. That is the beginning of mastery. You become your own ally, your own motivator, your own reminder that progress is worth the pain. The world outside may still test you, but you'll face it with calm determination, because you've already faced something tougher, yourself. Winning that battle doesn't mean silence within, it means harmony. It means your mind and your mission begin to move as one. And when that happens, consistency is no longer a struggle. It becomes who you are. Chapter 3. Mindset over mood. There will always be days when you wake up ready to conquer the world, and others when the weight of it seems too much to bear. On the good days, action feels natural. Momentum flows, energy is high, and the vision seems close enough to touch. But the true test of character, the mark of those who rise above average, is how they act when the fire inside burns low. This is where mindset separates itself from mood. Mood is fleeting, inconsistent, and emotional. Mindset is chosen, deliberate, and grounded. If you rely on feeling good to do the work, you will never build anything lasting. The world belongs to those who show up whether they feel like it or not. Mood is weather, mindset is climate. One shifts with circumstance, the other defines your environment. Most people live reactive lives because they allow their moods to dictate their actions. They wake up tired, so they quit early. They face rejection, so they retreat. They feel uninspired, so they pause the work that matters most. Over time, these momentary emotions add up to years of stalled progress. The problem isn't that they lack talent or opportunity. It's that they never learn to move beyond how they feel. Consistency requires a stronger foundation than emotion. It requires intention. You can't wait for the perfect mood to create. Creation itself must become the trigger that lifts your mood. The mind is a powerful instrument. It listens carefully to what you tell it every day, and it builds reality around that story. When you feed it discipline and belief, it strengthens your resolve. When you feed it excuses and self-pity, it weakens your will. Every time you say, "I don't feel like it," you're teaching your brain that feelings control you. But when you say, "I'll do it anyway," you reverse the hierarchy. You remind your mind who's in charge. That simple decision to act despite emotion is one of the most powerful forms of self-mastery a person can develop. The more often you do it, the easier it becomes to detach from the roller coaster of feeling and commit to the constancy of act. Those who achieve great things understand that emotion is a companion, not a compass. It can travel with you, but it should never drive. There will be days when enthusiasm is absent, when confidence is thin, when energy feels distant. On those days, your habits must carry you. Habits are your armor against inconsistency. They remove the need for daily motivation because they turn action into instinct. The goal is not to eliminate emotion, but to render it powerless against your purpose. When your mindset is anchored in discipline, your progress continues regardless of mood swings or external noise. It takes maturity to act without emotional validation. The immature mind wants constant comfort, reassurance, and excitement. It wants every step of the journey to feel good, but growth often feels uncomfortable, uncertain, and repetitive. That's the truth most people avoid. To build something meaningful, you must accept the rhythm of ordinary days, the grind, the solitude, the quiet work that no one praises. The people you admire didn't always feel inspired. They felt obligated to their vision. That sense of duty kept them consistent when inspiration left. Purpose is a more reliable fuel than passion. Passion fades, purpose endures. Mindset is not a natural gift, it is a cultivated discipline. You strengthen it every time you make a choice that aligns with your long-term vision instead of your temporary comfort. Every act of willpower adds another layer to your mental foundation. You might not see the progress immediately, but over time your mind becomes resilient. The things that once discourage you start to lose their hold. The noise that once distracted you becomes background hum. You begin to move with quiet certainty, not because the path is easy, but because your mindset is unshakable. It's important to remember that moods will always fluctuate. That's part of being human. You'll have moments of doubt, fatigue, and resistance. The mistake is believing those moods are messages to stop. They're not. They're signals that you're growing. Discomfort often means expansion. Fatigue sometimes means breakthrough. The greatest mistake is mistaking temporary emotion for permanent truth. You can feel uncertain and still be on the right path. You can feel tired and still be getting stronger. Progress often disguises itself as struggle. Developing a strong mindset also means being careful about what influences it. The people you surround yourself with, the information you consume, and the conversations you entertain all shape the landscape of your thinking. If your environment feeds negativity, distraction, and doubt, your mindset will mirror it. Protect your mental space as fiercely as you protect your dreams. Surround yourself with those who remind you of your power, not your limit. Read and listen to things that reinforce growth, not stagnation. What enters your mind repeatedly will eventually become what exits your life as action. To live with a mindset that outlasts your moods, you must also practice perspective. When setbacks come, and they always do, you can choose how to interpret them. The average person sees failure as a stop sign. The growth-minded person sees it as feedback. Perspective turns pain into lesson and resistance into training. The same event that breaks one person can build another, depending on how they frame it. Mindset is not about ignoring hardship. It's about assigning it meaning. When you tell yourself, "This challenge is shaping me," you give purpose to the process. The stronger your perspective, the less power your moods have over your mission. When you learn to act beyond emotion, you begin to experience a freedom few people ever know, the freedom of consistency. You're no longer a hostage to how you feel. You start to trust yourself more deeply because you've proven that your actions are not conditional. You've created integrity between who you are and what you do. Integrity means alignment. It's the bridge between intention and behavior. That alignment builds confidence far more reliably than waiting for motivation ever could. You become the kind of person who can be counted on, especially by yourself. There will always be external storms trying to sway your focus, but when your inner foundation is steady, you can move through them with calm strength. This steadiness doesn't mean indifference, it means control. You'll still feel everything, but you won't be ruled by anything. That's the difference between living by mindset and living by mood. One makes you reactive, the other makes you resilient. One keeps you waiting for perfect days, the other helps you build them. At some point, you must make a promise to yourself that your commitment will outweigh your emotion. You will not wait for excitement to take action, nor will you retreat when enthusiasm fades. You will move forward because your purpose deserves it. The work you're doing, whether it's building a business, healing from pain, or becoming a better version of yourself, requires stability. It requires showing up again and again, through joy and through fatigue. That steadiness is how consistency takes root, and once it does, no passing feeling can uproot it. You may never completely escape the pull of mood, but you can always choose mindset. Every morning, every challenge, every decision is a chance to reaffirm that choice. Your emotions may rise and fall, but your mission remains, and over time, as your mindset grows stronger, you'll notice something beautiful. The very act of choosing discipline begins to lift your mood. The satisfaction of progress becomes its own source of joy. You'll find that even on hard days, there's peace in knowing you didn't give in to weakness. That peace is power, and that power is what builds futures. The world won't always reward your effort immediately, but it will always respect it eventually. Keep your focus steady, your habits firm, and your emotions in perspective. Let your actions be louder than your moods. When you live this way, you stop being a victim of circumstance and become the author of your own consistency. And in that state of mastery, your future stops being a dream. It becomes a direction you move toward every single day, one disciplined step at a time. Chapter 4. Abundance begins in belief. Every transformation begins with a single conviction, the belief that you are worthy of more than what you have settled for. Belief is the soil from which every form of abundance grows. It is invisible, yet it determines everything that becomes visible in your life. You can work hard, plan strategically, and hustle endlessly, but if your core beliefs are rooted in scarcity, fear, or unworthiness, your results will always shrink to fit that inner narrative. Belief shapes behavior, and behavior shapes destiny. To build an abundant life, you must first believe you are capable of living one. Having beliefs. Behavior comes with destiny. The law of Most people underestimate the power of belief because they've been conditioned to see only what they can measure. They trust effort but doubt energy. They believe in hard work but not in inner work. Yet every result, every breakthrough, every success is born first in the unseen. You don't manifest abundance by accident. You attract it through alignment. Your belief system acts as the filter through which you interpret every opportunity and obstacle. When you believe abundance is possible, you see potential in places others overlook. When you believe it's not, you confirm limitation in every direction. What you perceive becomes what you pursue, and what you pursue becomes what you produce. Scarcity thinking is one of the greatest barriers to progress. It tells you there isn't enough to go around. Enough time, money, talent, or opportunity. It convinces you that someone else's win means your loss. But abundance is not a competition, it's a consciousness. The universe doesn't operate on a fixed supply of success. The more you give, the more you expand. The more you share, the more you receive. Scarcity keeps you small because it teaches you to hoard energy, ideas, and generosity. Abundance, on the other hand, teaches you to circulate them. When you give your best consistently, you create a flow that always returns to you in ways you cannot predict. Belief is not blind optimism. It's grounded certainty that what you seek already exists and your consistency will lead you there. It is trusting that effort and time are allies, not enemies. Many people quit not because their goals were impossible, but because they lost faith halfway through the journey. The harvest always takes longer than the planting. And the waiting tests belief more than the work does. Abundance belongs to those who can hold faith through the seasons of uncertainty, who can keep watering their efforts even when nothing seems to be growing. That's what separates those who experience success once from those who sustain it. To live abundantly, you must first heal your relationship with yourself. Too many people chase wealth, status, or validation without ever addressing the quiet belief that they don't truly deserve it. If deep down you feel unworthy, your mind will always find ways to sabotage progress. You'll downplay your achievements, procrastinate at the edge of breakthrough, or attract people who reinforce your doubt. The abundance mindset begins with self-worth, the understanding that your value is not determined by what you have or haven't done, but by who you are becoming. When you recognize that, your energy shifts from chasing to creating. You stop seeking permission and start producing results. Belief also determines how you respond to challenges. A scarcity mind sees failure as evidence of limitation, but an abundant mind sees it as information. When something doesn't work, it's not proof that you can't succeed, it's feedback guiding you toward refinement. Every mistake carries a message if you're willing to listen. That's the beauty of abundance. It turns every experience into an asset. Instead of shrinking from difficulty, you learn to mine value from it. You start asking, "What can this teach me?" instead of, "Why is this happening to me?" The moment you change that question, your perspective transforms and your growth accelerates. Many people talk about abundance in terms of material wealth, but true abundance begins long before external results. It starts in gratitude, the ability to appreciate what you have while striving for more. Gratitude expands your awareness. It reminds you that you are already connected to a flow greater than yourself. When you focus only on what's missing, your energy contracts. When you focus on what's present, your energy expands. Gratitude doesn't mean settling. It means recognizing that you're already standing in possibility. That recognition creates momentum. You can't build abundance from resentment, but you can build it from appreciation. The belief requires daily reinforcement because the world constantly tries to pull you back into scarcity. Society feeds comparison, fear, and urgency. It tells you that you're behind, that you must rush, that someone else is living the life you deserve. But the abundant mind knows that timing is personal. Your pace is your power. Every delay has its purpose. Every detour hides direction. The key is to keep your belief stronger than the noise. When your faith is steady, you stop chasing validation and start walking in vision. You stop competing and start creating. That's when the real breakthroughs happen. When your internal world becomes stronger than external distraction. Consistency plays a vital role in sustaining belief. It's easy to believe in the beginning when enthusiasm is high, but true belief is proven in repetition. Every day you show up reinforces the story that you are capable, disciplined, and destined for more. Over time, belief stops being a mindset and becomes an identity. You start to see yourself as someone who finishes what they start, who overcomes what they face, who expects success instead of fearing failure. That identity attracts results naturally because the world reflects back who you believe you are. To cultivate abundance, you must also learn to give without fear, give effort without guarantee, kindness without calculation, and value without expectation. Abundance flows through those who understand that giving is not losing, it's investing. Every action born of generosity multiplies. Life has a way of returning what you put out, often through different channels than you expect. The scarcity mind holds tightly to control. The abundant mind releases and trusts the process. When you let go of fear and act from faith, you make room for more to flow in. The greatest power of belief is that it creates evidence. When you truly believe something, your actions naturally align with that truth. You start noticing opportunities that were always there, but hidden from a doubtful eye. You meet people who resonate with your energy. You make decisions with conviction instead of hesitation. And slowly your outer world begins to mirror your inner certainty. That's not coincidence. It's creation. Life doesn't give you what you wish for. It gives you what you believe in deeply enough to act upon consistently. Abundance is not a destination. It's a decision. It's choosing every day to think in terms of possibility, to act from faith, and to expect growth even in uncertainty. You don't need to see the entire path, you only need to take the next step, believing it leads somewhere worthwhile. Over time, those steps form a journey, and that journey shapes a life filled with purpose, peace, and prosperity. When belief becomes your foundation, everything else flows naturally. Discipline, consistency, opportunity, and resilience. You stop living in reaction and start living in creation. That's when abundance stops being something you chase and becomes something you embody. You realize that it was never outside of you. It was always waiting for permission to unfold through you. And the moment you decide to believe in your power without reservation, that's the moment life begins to respond in kind. Chapter 5. Your why is your foundation. Every lasting structure begins with a foundation strong enough to bear the weight of time, pressure, and growth. In life, that foundation is your why. It is the reason behind every action, the force that keeps you standing when motivation fades and the road becomes uncertain. Without a clear why, your consistency will crumble under the weight of fatigue and doubt. But with one, you can endure storms that would break stronger people because purpose gives strength to every step. The difference between those who quit and those who rise often has nothing to do with talent and everything to do with the depth of their why. Your why is not a slogan or a motivational quote. It is the truth that lives underneath your ambition. It is born from something real, often from pain, loss, or longing. It is not about impressing the world, it is about honoring your own growth. When you build from your why, your progress becomes personal. You no longer chase success to prove something, you chase it to fulfill something. You understand that what you're building is not just a career or a goal, but a reflection of who you are becoming. The stronger that connection, the harder it is for life to shake you. Too many people start journeys without knowing why they're walking them. They chase trends, applause, or comparison, hoping that external validation will provide internal fulfillment. But external rewards are temporary. They can motivate you for a season, but they cannot sustain you for a lifetime. When the applause stops, when progress slows, when challenges multiply, only your why will remind you why you started. It is the quiet voice that says keep going when everything else tells you to stop. It is the anchor that keeps your vision from drifting away in the chaos of daily life. Finding your why requires honesty. It demands that you strip away the layers of expectation and ego to face what truly matters to you. Your why cannot be borrowed from someone else. It is not about what looks good or sounds noble. It is about what feels real. Maybe your why is to provide for your family, to break a cycle of limitation, to prove to yourself that you can rise after falling. Whatever it is, it must be yours, deeply connected to your heart. That authenticity gives it power. The deeper your why, the greater your resilience. Shallow motives collapse at the first sign of difficulty. But meaningful ones only grow stronger under pressure. When you live from your why, your priorities align naturally. Decisions become clearer because you have a compass. You stop wasting time on distractions disguised as opportunities. You stop saying yes to things that don't serve your purpose. You stop competing with others because your motivation no longer comes from comparison. It comes from conviction. Purpose eliminates confusion. It doesn't make life easier, but it makes it simpler. You know what matters, and that clarity is worth more than any temporary comfort. Your why is also the engine of consistency. People often confuse discipline with willpower, but willpower is unreliable. It fluctuates with mood and circumstance. Purpose, however, is enduring. It gives direction to discipline. When you know why you're doing something, you no longer rely on short-term emotion to carry you. You can push through fatigue, boredom, and frustration because you understand the meaning behind the effort. That's why purpose-driven people seem tireless. They're not running on motivation. They're running on mission. Sometimes, your why is born in darkness. It grows from moments of loss, failure, or heartbreak. Pain, when understood, becomes fuel. The experiences that once broke you can also define your strength if you choose to use them. Many of the most consistent, powerful individuals you will ever meet have a story that once brought them to their knees. Their why became a vow to never return to that version of themselves, to never allow others to experience the same pain, or to prove that suffering can be turned into service. That kind of purpose burns hotter than any fleeting excitement. It transforms adversity into devotion. As you grow, your why may evolve, but it should never disappear. What drove you yesterday may not drive you tomorrow, and that's natural. The point is not to cling to one form of motivation, but to remain connected to meaning. Review your purpose often. Ask yourself what still matters and what no longer does. The process of redefining your why keeps your journey alive. It ensures that you're not just moving forward out of habit, but out of alignment. Progress without purpose eventually feels hollow, no matter how successful it looks from the outside. Your why should also reach beyond yourself. Self-centered ambition burns out quickly because it feeds on validation. A purpose that serves others, however, grows stronger with time. When your work contributes to something larger than your own gain, whether it's inspiring others, solving a problem, or creating value, you tap into an endless source of energy. Service gives sustainability to success. When you realize that your growth uplifts others, your commitment deepens. Every effort becomes part of a greater legacy, and that understanding transforms work into meaning. There will be days when you question everything. Progress may slow, recognition may vanish, and exhaustion may whisper that it's easier to quit. Those are the moments your why will be tested. If it's shallow, you'll find excuses. If it's strong, you'll find reasons. The test is not meant to break you, but to reveal whether your foundation is solid. Every great builder knows that structures aren't tested on calm days. They're tested when storms come, and storms will come. Your why must be strong enough to hold your faith steady until the sun returns. When you begin living from your why, you stop measuring success by results alone. You start measuring it by integrity. Did you stay true to what matters most? Did you show up for your purpose even when no one was watching? Did you keep building even when progress was slow? That is the real definition of consistency, alignment between your actions and your purpose. Over time, that alignment creates momentum, and momentum creates results. Your why is the compass that turns wandering into direction and effort into achievement. It reminds you that every small step carries meaning, every setback carries a lesson, and every victory carries responsibility. When you build from that place, your consistency becomes unshakable because it's no longer just about success, it's about significance. The path may twist and the pace may change, but the purpose remains. In the end, everything you build, your career, your relationships, your peace, rests upon the strength of your foundation. Without a why, even the tallest structures will collapse under pressure. But with one, even the smallest beginnings can grow into legacies. So dig deep, find the truth that moves you, the cause that stirs you, the reason that makes every sacrifice worth it. Let it become your anchor, your fuel, your direction. Because once you know your why, no obstacle can make you forget your way. Chapter 6. The Rhythm of Repetition. Everything in life follows a rhythm. The sun rises and sets, tides flow and retreat, hearts beat and rest, seasons come and go. Growth, too, has its rhythm, and its language is repetition. The world often glorifies sudden breakthroughs and overnight transformations, but true mastery is not born from rare bursts of effort. It's shaped by steady repetition, day after day, moment after moment. The rhythm of repetition is the quiet, invisible pulse of greatness. It's the steady heartbeat behind every skill perfected, every dream realized, and every legacy built. At first, repetition feels ordinary, even dull. The mind resists it because it craves novelty, stimulation, and visible results. We've been conditioned to associate progress with excitement, but real progress is often disguised as monotony. The early stages of any worthwhile pursuit are filled with routines that seem too small to matter. writing one page, practicing one move, saving $1, none of it feels impressive. Yet those small actions are seeds, and repetition is the water that brings them to life. Without it, potential remains potential. Repetition transforms intention into instinct, and effort into excellence. There is a quiet power in doing something again and again until it becomes part of who you are. The first time you try, it takes effort. The second time, it takes focus. The 100th time, it takes almost nothing, because the behavior has become automatic. That is the gift of repetition. It frees your energy for higher levels of creativity and purpose. You stop struggling with the basics because they become second nature. Every repetition engraves a groove in your mind, a pattern that tells your body and brain, "This is who I am now." Over time, those grooves become highways, and movement along them becomes effortless. Most people give up before repetition can do its work. They want results faster than the process allows. They confuse effort with outcome, forgetting that repetition works in silence long before it produces visible change. The body strengthens gradually. Skills sharpen gradually. Confidence builds gradually. The rhythm of repetition is not dramatic, it's faithful. It rewards patience and punishes haste. Those who surrender too soon never experience the compounding effect of persistence. Each repetition may seem small, but it's part of an invisible accumulation. The day will come when the line of effort suddenly breaks into visible success and the world will call it talent. But you will know the truth. It was repetition all along. Repetition is not about doing the same thing mindlessly. It's about doing it mindfully until mastery emerges. Mindless repetition breeds stagnation, but mindful repetition creates refinement. Every time you repeat, you should be learning something subtle, how to do it smoother, smarter, or with more presence. Growth hides in those tiny refinements. The painter who studies every stroke, the athlete who studies every movement, the speaker who studies every pause. They are not just repeating, they are perfecting. Consistency without reflection is motion without progress, but reflection within repetition turns ordinary practice into art. There's a rhythm to excellence that cannot be rushed. Each repetition is a note, and together they form the music of mastery. When you honor that rhythm, you stop fighting the process. You learn to flow with it, to find peace in the predictable, and to respect the slow tempo of transformation. In a world addicted to instant gratification, this patience becomes a superpower. You are no longer enslaved by the need for quick validation. You understand that real success is built in private, rehearsed through repetition until it's ready to be revealed. The mind often rebels against repetition because it wants variety and comfort. But variety can become distraction and comfort can become complacency. The discipline to repeat something consistently, even when it feels boring, is one of the rarest forms of strength. It means you've learned to value purpose over pleasure. You've learned that greatness is not about doing something once with intensity, it's about doing it endlessly with intention. That kind of discipline rewires your identity. It teaches you to find satisfaction not just in the result, but in the ritual itself. Every repetition builds resilience. Each time you show up, you prove to yourself that you can. That quiet evidence accumulates until you no longer need motivation to act. You act because it's who you are. This is where repetition becomes rhythm, and rhythm becomes identity. It's no longer "I have to do this," but "I am the kind of person who does this." That shift is what sustains you when challenges appear. Habits rooted in identity are stronger than any resistance rooted in emotion. When the rhythm becomes part of your nature, missing a beat feels unnatural. Repetition also exposes you to the truth of your craft. The more you practice, the more you see your weaknesses, your tendencies, your blind spots. At first, that awareness can be uncomfortable, but it's also necessary. Repetition humbles you. It strips away illusion. You realize that talent alone is not enough. The world is filled with talented people who never became excellent because they refused to stay in rhythm long enough to refine their gift. Repetition demands humility. It requires you to accept that improvement is a lifetime commitment. But it also rewards humility because it turns persistence into precision. The rhythm of repetition is not limited to work, it applies to every area of life. The relationships that last are those nurtured repeatedly through care, communication, and forgiveness. The health that endures comes from repeated acts of discipline, daily choices to eat well, move often, and rest properly. The peace that deepens within you is cultivated through repeated moments of gratitude, silence, and reflection. Everything meaningful is maintained through repetition. Neglect the rhythm and you invite decay. Honor it, and you create momentum that carries you effortlessly forward. Sometimes repetition feels endless because results take longer than expected. That's when faith becomes essential. You must believe that the rhythm is working, even when you can't see its progress. Growth often happens beneath the surface, where no one can measure it. Just because nothing seems to be changing doesn't mean nothing is happening. Repetition builds strength quietly. It's the training unseen that prepares you for the moment everyone will see. The rhythm may be slow, but it is sure. Stay in it long enough, and it will move mountains. In time, you begin to appreciate repetition for what it truly is, a gift, not a punishment. It teaches patience, deepens skill, and strengthens character. It shows you that consistency is more powerful than intensity. The world celebrates those who burn bright for a moment, but it's the steady flame that lights the path for generations. You don't need to be extraordinary to start. You become extraordinary by repeating ordinary things with excellence. That is the essence of the rhythm. When you align your life with this rhythm, frustration fades and fulfillment grows. You stop chasing milestones and start trusting the process. You understand that the rhythm of repetition is not something to escape, but something to embrace. It's the heartbeat of mastery, the tempo of transformation, the steady music that carries you toward your future. Each day, each task, each repetition adds another note to your song. And when you finally look back, you'll realize that the rhythm you built was never just about success. It was about becoming the person who could sustain it. Chapter 7, The Discipline Muscle. Discipline is not a trait you are born with, it is a muscle you build. Like any muscle, it grows through resistance, strain, and repetition. It strengthens when you choose structure over impulse, progress over comfort, and responsibility over excuse. Most people misunderstand discipline. They think it is a burden, a form of restriction that takes away freedom, but the truth is the opposite. Discipline is the foundation of all freedom. The undisciplined are slaves to mood and circumstance, while the disciplined are free to act with purpose regardless of how they feel. Freedom without discipline is chaos. Discipline without freedom is rigidity. The balance of both creates mastery. Every human being wrestles with two voices. One whispers of ease, pleasure, and rest. The other calls for effort, consistency, and purpose. The first voice promises comfort now but costs you later. The second demands discomfort now but rewards you later. Discipline is choosing the second voice, even when the first screams louder. It's not about silencing the urge to quit, but about recognizing it and choosing not to obey it. Every act of discipline, however small, is an act of rebellion against mediocrity. It is you taking back control from the weaker version of yourself. Discipline begins with honesty. You cannot change what you refuse to confront. You must be willing to see where you've been inconsistent, distracted, or lazy, not to judge yourself, but to understand where the work must begin. Excuses are the language of avoidance, and they keep you trapped in cycles of almost achievement. The disciplined person does not deny difficulty. They simply refuse to let it decide the outcome. They understand that pain and progress share the same path. If you wait to feel ready or inspired, you will wait forever. The only real way to build discipline is through action, through doing what must be done whether you want to or not. The process of strengthening discipline is slow because it challenges everything the comfort-seeking mind values. Your brain is wired to avoid discomfort. It wants safety, predictability, and pleasure. Discipline, on the other hand, asks for discomfort, challenge, and delayed gratification. This is why it feels like a struggle in the beginning. It's supposed to. You are retraining your mind to see value in effort. Every time you choose the harder option, you create a new association. Difficulty equals growth. That rewiring is the essence of transformation. The pain you feel when building discipline is the stretching of old limits to make room for new strength. Discipline is not about punishment. It is about alignment. It aligns your actions with your vision. It ensures that what you do each day reflects what you say you want. Without discipline, desire is just noise. People often say they want success, health, or peace, but their daily behavior contradicts their words. Discipline bridges that gap. It translates your dreams into systems, your goals into habits. It is the language through which ambition becomes achievement. You cannot control outcomes, but you can control effort. And discipline is effort made consistent. There's a myth that disciplined people are naturally motivated. In truth, they are often tired, uncertain, and tempted like everyone else. The difference is that they move anyway. They've trained their minds to act without waiting for emotions' approval. Discipline is what remains when motivation disappears. Motivation is a spark. Discipline is the engine. If you depend on sparks, you'll stop when the fire fades. But if you build an engine, it keeps moving regardless of weather or mood. The disciplined are not superhuman. They are simply trained. They've learned that doing the work when you don't want to do it is where the real transformation begins. The more disciplined you become, the simpler life gets. Not easier, simpler. Decisions become automatic because they are guided by values instead of feelings. You stop wasting mental energy negotiating with yourself about what you know you should do. You stop oscillating between effort and excuse. That consistency creates peace. People think discipline is exhausting, but indecision is far more draining. The disciplined person sleeps better because their choices are clear. They live with a quiet confidence that comes from knowing they've done what they said they would do. Discipline also builds self-respect. Every time you follow through, you prove to yourself that you can be trusted. That self-trust becomes confidence, and confidence becomes momentum. The most powerful people are not those who dominate others, they are those who have mastered themselves. They've learned to direct their thoughts, their time, and their energy with intention. Discipline is the highest form of self-respect because it says, I am worth the effort. My goals deserve my commitment. My future deserves my consistency. That mindset turns ordinary people into extraordinary examples. There is a rhythm to discipline just as there is to growth. You don't go from chaos to control overnight. Like lifting weights, you must start small. You commit to simple, repeatable actions. Waking up earlier, finishing what you start, choosing focus over distraction. Each small act compounds. One disciplined decision creates the strength for another until the pattern becomes automatic. Over time, what once required effort becomes instinct. That's when discipline stops feeling like a cage and starts feeling like clarity. It no longer restricts you, it refines you. The world often mistakes discipline for obsession. It admires flashes of talent but dismisses the relentless routine that sustains greatness. Yet every master, every creator, every leader who shaped history did so through discipline. They didn't rely on motivation. They relied on systems. They understood that consistency is not glamorous, but it is undefeated. The world celebrates results, but it rarely honors the mornings of repetition, the sacrifices made in silence, the self-control that carried them through temptation. Discipline is invisible until it becomes undeniable. Still, discipline is not about rigidity or perfection. It is about balance and adaptability. Too much control can strangle creativity. Too little can scatter it. The goal is not to live like a machine, but to live with mastery. Discipline provides the structure. Within that structure, creativity can thrive. The most disciplined lives are often the most creative because they have carved out the space for focus and freedom. When you know your boundaries, you can explore within them without chaos. True discipline creates room for joy because it removes the guilt of inconsistency. Building the discipline muscle requires patience. Just as physical muscles grow through small, consistent strain, mental discipline grows through repeated acts of follow-through. Miss a day, and it doesn't vanish. Give up, and it weakens. Return to it, and it strengthens again. The body remembers the rhythm of effort. The mind remembers the satisfaction of completion. The key is to stay in motion long enough for those memories to overpower the temptation to quit. Eventually, you will reach a point where discipline feels less like effort and more like identity. You no longer say, "I need to be disciplined." You simply are. The habits, routines, and decisions that once felt heavy become natural. This is when freedom and discipline merge. You are no longer ruled by impulse, distraction, or delay. You move with quiet strength, guided not by external validation but by internal conviction. That is the true reward of discipline. The ability to trust yourself completely. The disciplined life is not the easy life, but it is the fulfilling one. It offers peace in place of chaos, strength in place of weakness, and progress in place of regret. Each day you exercise discipline, you lift a little more weight off your shoulders and build a little more power in your spirit. You realize that success is not about one great act, but about 1,000 small victories over comfort. And when those victories accumulate, they form a foundation that no circumstance can shake. Discipline doesn't just change what you do, it changes who you are. And once that transformation begins, it never stops. Chapter 8, The Boring Magic. There is a quiet truth about greatness that few people want to accept. It is mostly boring, not dull in purpose, but repetitive in process. The highest achievements, the strongest minds, and the most successful lives are not built through bursts of brilliance, but through steady, unremarkable routines carried out long after excitement fades. The world celebrates the moments of triumph, the gold medal, the finished book, the thriving business, but it forgets the endless, unseen days of repetition that made those moments possible. This is the boring magic, the invisible alchemy of ordinary effort compounded over time into extraordinary results. Boredom has become the modern enemy of progress. In a world fueled by constant stimulation and distraction, people expect every step toward success to feel exciting or new. The moment the initial rush fades, they interpret the absence of excitement as the absence of purpose. But the truth is that boredom is not a signal to stop. It is a signal that you are on the edge of mastery. Growth often hides behind monotony. The people who achieve lasting success are not those who avoid boredom, but those who can move through it without losing commitment. They understand that consistency, not novelty, is what transforms effort into excellence. The early stages of any pursuit are filled with energy. You feel alive with vision, driven by the thrill of starting something new. But as the days blend into weeks and the progress becomes subtle, enthusiasm wanes. The mind begins to crave variety, urging you to switch directions, to chase something fresher, easier, or more exciting. This is the first test. Those who chase excitement start over again and again, never staying long enough in one place to see the compounding of effort. Those who endure the dull moments become the ones who outlast everyone else. Endurance, not inspiration, is what builds legacy. There is nothing glamorous about the daily grind of consistency. It often feels repetitive, lonely, and unseen. You wake up early when no one is watching, repeat the same exercises, make the same calls, write the same pages, practice the same form. But while your mind complains about the lack of variety, your spirit is being shaped. Each repetition strengthens your habits. Each disciplined choice solidifies your identity. The very act of doing the same thing day after day teaches you reliability, humility, and patience, the three pillars of mastery. This is the paradox of progress. What feels monotonous is what makes you magnificent. The magic lies in understanding that the process doesn't have to feel exciting to be effective. There will be days when the work feels lifeless, but those are the days when you build character. Excitement may ignite action, but endurance sustains it. When you learn to keep moving without the reward of immediate gratification, you gain an inner power that few people ever experience. You stop depending on mood to dictate momentum. You begin to trust effort itself as the source of meaning. This shift changes everything. Suddenly, boredom no longer feels like a burden. It becomes a teacher, reminding you that real growth is happening beneath the surface, quietly and steadily. The boring magic also teaches you presence. When you repeat something countless times, you can either drift through it on autopilot or engage deeply in its subtle details. Mastery belongs to those who choose awareness. The athlete refining every micro movement, the musician listening to each note, the writer searching for the perfect word. All are practicing mindfulness through repetition. They understand that the difference between good and great is found in the invisible spaces, in the details others overlook because they're too impatient to notice. The ability to find depth in the dull is a mark of maturity. Many people abandon their goals not because they fail, but because they cannot tolerate the stillness between effort and reward. They mistake the silence of the process for the absence of progress. But real progress is quiet. The soil does not make noise when the seed begins to sprout, yet life is forming beneath it. Likewise, the habits you build today may seem insignificant, but they are roots digging deep into the foundation of your future. You may not see the transformation daily, but one morning you will look up and realize how far the rhythm of repetition has carried you. The boring days are the ones that build the version of you capable of handling success when it finally arrives. Learning to love the ordinary is one of the greatest skills you can develop. When you stop chasing constant stimulation, you free yourself to focus on mastery. Every craft, every calling, every form of excellence requires time spent in repetition, refinement, and routine. These are the sacred spaces where creativity matures and skill deepens. The ordinary days may not make headlines, but they make you. They are the days that test whether your commitment is built on desire or on discipline. If you only work when it feels interesting, you will remain a beginner. When you work, even when it feels mundane, you move toward mastery. The world teaches people to seek shortcuts, to pursue the quick reward, to measure success by constant excitement. But shortcuts steal depth. They rob you of the patience and perspective that come from enduring the slow climb. The person who learns to embrace repetition develops an edge that cannot be faked. They have a calm that comes from familiarity, a quiet confidence earned through endless practice. When others panic or rush, they move with steadiness. When others give up, they continue. That steadiness is power. It is the result of thousands of ordinary moments lived with extraordinary consistency. The boring magic also reveals something profound about identity. When you consistently show up to the same task, you're not just building skill, you're building a self. You become the kind of person who finishes what they start, who honors their word, who keeps going when no one notices. This identity becomes a shield against distraction. You no longer need the thrill of novelty because you've built pride in endurance. The person who learns to find meaning in repetition becomes unstoppable because they no longer rely on external motivation to keep them moving forward. If you can learn to see beauty in the routine, you'll never lose your drive. There is beauty in the stillness of early mornings, in the quiet work done when no one else believes, in the patient layering of effort. These moments will rarely feel dramatic, but they are sacred in their simplicity. They are the invisible proof that you are shaping something enduring. When the results finally appear, Others will call it talent or luck. You will know better, it was the boring magic all along. So when the days blur together and the work feels unremarkable, remember this truth. Boredom is not the enemy of success, it is the doorway to it. Every master has walked through that door. Every visionary has faced the dull ache of repetition, and every legacy has been built brick by brick in the quiet. The magic of transformation is not found in the spectacular moments. It's hidden in the ordinary ones. Show up anyway. Do the work anyway. Trust the rhythm even when it feels slow, because one day you look back and realize that the boring magic was never boring at all. It was the most powerful force you ever possessed. Chapter 9. Momentum is currency. Momentum is one of the most valuable forces in life, yet it is often the most misunderstood. It is not a burst of speed or an accident of luck. It is the accumulated power of consistent motion. Momentum is the invisible current that carries you forward when effort feels effortless and progress compounds naturally. It is the reward for showing up again and again, even when results seem distant. Those who understand how to create and protect momentum never depend on motivation alone, because they know that once motion begins, it feeds itself. Momentum is the currency that buys progress, the quiet force that turns small beginnings into unstoppable growth. Every action you take builds or breaks momentum. Every decision either strengthens your movement or stalls it. This is why consistency is so vital, because momentum cannot thrive on sporadic effort. It needs rhythm, continuity, and endurance. The first steps are always the hardest because it takes more energy to start than to continue. Like pushing a heavy wheel, the effort at the beginning feels almost impossible. But once it turns a few times, the movement becomes smoother, faster, and easier. That is how progress feels in every area of life. You struggle to start, you strain to gain traction, but once momentum builds, the process begins to work for you instead of against you. Momentum doesn't just move you forward, it changes who you are. When you're in motion, your confidence grows because you're proving to yourself that you are capable of progress. That proof becomes fuel. You stop doubting whether you can and start asking how you can. This shift in mindset is what separates those who drift from those who drive. Each day of movement builds evidence that reinforces belief, and belief accelerates movement. It's a loop of growth. Action builds confidence. Confidence builds action. Once that loop is set in motion, it becomes difficult to stop. And that's where true power begins. The tragedy is that many people lose momentum because they expect instant gratification. They start strong, full of excitement, but when progress slows, they mistake the quiet stage of momentum building for failure. The truth is that momentum doesn't announce itself loudly. It builds quietly, through repetition, through habits, through invisible effort. The moment you're about to quit is often the moment when momentum is about to take over. But because you can't see it forming, you assume it's not there. Most people give up inches away from acceleration, not realizing that the resistance they feel is the friction that comes right before flight. Momentum loves direction. It thrives when you have clarity about where you're headed. Without clear purpose, you can work hard and go nowhere because your energy scatters. The same wind that propels a sailboat can destroy it if the sail isn't positioned properly. Likewise, your effort must be aligned with focus. That focus acts as the rudder for your momentum. Without it, motion becomes motion sickness, activity without advancement. The disciplined mind doesn't just move, it moves intentionally. It directs momentum toward meaning, not noise. Another truth about momentum is that it's fragile in its early stages. It must be protected like a flame in the wind. Missed commitments, unnecessary distractions, and emotional detours can extinguish it quickly. The hardest part of success is not starting but maintaining. You must treat your progress with respect, especially when it's new. Guard your energy, manage your time, and be careful with the people who influence your focus. Momentum is contagious when you surround yourself with those who move forward, but it dies fast among those who stand still. Keep company with motion. Protect your pace. Once momentum gains strength, it changes the rules. You no longer have to force discipline. It becomes natural. You no longer have to convince yourself to act. You simply act because the pattern has been established. The mind learns to expect motion. This is where excellence becomes effortless. Not because the work is easy, but because the habit of doing it has been built into your nature. You stop asking whether it's worth it because you've already seen the compound effect of staying consistent. The wheel turns on its own now, and every small action adds to its spin. Momentum also turns adversity into advantage. When you're in motion, challenges lose their power to paralyze you. You may stumble, but you keep moving because the rhythm of progress is stronger than the pull of setback. Each challenge you overcome adds weight to your movement, making you harder to stop. The same energy that could have been wasted on frustration becomes fuel for persistence. In stillness, obstacles look overwhelming. In motion, they become manageable. That's the difference between those who stay stuck in problems and those who move through them. They keep momentum alive long enough for time and effort to do their work. You can't buy momentum with talk or intention. It must be earned through repeated action. The smallest steps, taken consistently, carry more power than grand gestures followed by inaction. It's the daily effort, not the occasional burst, that builds velocity. People often underestimate what they can do in a year because they overestimate what they can do in a day. Momentum respects long-term dedication. It rewards those who keep moving at their own pace without rushing to meet someone else's timeline. There is no shortcut to momentum. There is only motion, reliable, consistent, deliberate motion. The energy of momentum doesn't only propel you forward, it influences others. Your persistence becomes a signal. People begin to feel it, respond to it, and align with it. Teams are built, opportunities appear, doors open. The universe favors momentum because it recognizes movement as intention. Life responds to those who act. The more momentum you build, the more resources seem to arrange themselves in your favor. But once required, effort begins to flow naturally, not because the world has changed, but because you have. Your steady movement has created gravity, and gravity attracts growth. But like any form of energy, momentum must be maintained. You cannot coast forever on past effort. The same way a wheel will slow without continued push, your progress will fade without sustained action. Momentum demands maintenance. The moment you stop respecting it, it begins to decay. This is why consistent habits are non-negotiable. They are not just about staying productive, they are about staying in rhythm. Even on your slow days, doing something, however small, keeps the wheel turning. One skipped day rarely destroys momentum, but repeated neglect will always stop it cold. There is a kind of confidence that comes only from sustained momentum. It's quiet but powerful. Calm but unshakable. It comes from knowing that no matter what happens, you can generate progress again because you've done it before. You've learned how to start, how to keep going, and how to rebuild when setbacks come. That knowledge becomes your true wealth. It's why momentum is not just energy, it's currency. It buys opportunity, influence, and time. It gives you leverage over circumstances. It ensures that even when the world slows you down, you have enough internal drive to rebuild your pace. When you look at those who seem unstoppable, it's not luck you're seeing, it's sustained momentum. They've mastered the art of motion. They keep showing up, keep adjusting, keep flowing forward. They don't need perfect days. They only need movement. Every action becomes an investment that multiplies over time. They understand that momentum doesn't require miracles, it requires maintenance. The simple act of doing the work, again and again, without waiting for the right mood, is what keeps the current alive. If you want to build a life of momentum, commit to motion. Start where you are, with what you have, and refuse to stop. Don't wait for excitement or validation, move. Every step creates energy. Every repetition adds weight to your progress. Eventually, the wheel will turn, the rhythm will take over, and you will find yourself propelled by a force far greater than effort alone. That's the moment when work becomes flow, when action feels natural, and when your consistency begins to shape your destiny. Momentum is not something you chase, it is something you create. And once you have it, it becomes your greatest ally. So keep moving, even when it's slow, even when it's quiet, even when no one notices. Because momentum, once built, does not just carry you forward, it carries everything you've ever dreamed of into reach. Chapter 10. Sacrifice. The Silent Builder. Every worthwhile achievement demands a price, and the currency of that price is sacrifice. It is the silent builder of every dream, the invisible hand shaping every lasting success. While talent may open doors, sacrifice is what keeps them open. The path of growth is never free. It requires the surrender of something lesser to gain something greater. Yet most people resist sacrifice because it feels like loss. They cling to comfort, convenience, and old habits, not realizing that these very things are what keep them from the life they want. Sacrifice is not about pain for its own sake. It is about exchange. You give up what keeps you small in order to create space for what helps you grow. The concept of sacrifice has been misunderstood by a world that seeks constant pleasure and instant reward. People want success without struggle, mastery without repetition, transformation without discomfort. But there is no abundance without discipline, no fulfillment without focus. Every master, every leader, every visionary who ever built something meaningful learned to embrace sacrifice not as punishment, but as partnership. They gave up leisure for learning, comfort for commitment, ego for evolution. They learned that the things you let go of voluntarily will never have the power to control you again. Sacrifice liberates. It does not imprison. It is the act of taking ownership of your destiny, even when it costs you ease. Sacrifice is not always dramatic. It does not always look like giving up everything and starting from nothing. Often it's quiet, consistent, and deeply personal. It's the decision to stay disciplined when distraction feels tempting, to save instead of spend, to practice instead of procrastinate. It's the refusal to settle for good enough when excellence is possible. These are the small daily trades that compound into greatness. The successful make them so often that they become natural. They don't view them as deprivation, they see them as investment. What others call sacrifice, they call focus. That difference in perspective is what separates the consistent from the complacent. There is no strength without struggle, because struggle is what forges endurance. Each time you choose discipline over indulgence, you grow tougher and clearer about what you truly want. Sacrifice builds resilience because it teaches you to live without the illusion of ease. When you no longer need life to feel comfortable in order to move forward, you become unstoppable. You stop waiting for conditions to be perfect and start acting within imperfection. That is how progress is born, from those who keep going even when progress demands payment. The payment is time, effort, and ego, but the return is transformation. Sacrifice also reveals your priorities. Whatever you are willing to sacrifice for shows what truly matters to you. If you sacrifice health for work, you reveal that your worth is tied to productivity. If you sacrifice growth for approval, you show that fear still directs your choices. But when you sacrifice comfort for purpose or convenience for consistency, you prove that your vision has matured. Life will always require trade-offs. You cannot have everything, but you can have what matters most if you are willing to pay its price. The question is not whether you will sacrifice, but what you will sacrifice. Every decision is an exchange between short-term comfort and long-term reward. Sacrifice is the great equalizer. It erases the illusion of luck. Talent may give someone an advantage at the start, but without sacrifice, talent fades. consistency is sustained only by those willing to give something up. Sacrifice turns potential into progress, ideas into reality. The great achievers of history were not necessarily the most gifted. They were the most disciplined in their willingness to let go. They traded distractions for devotion, pleasure for purpose, and excuses for excellence. Their success was not a mystery. It was the natural outcome of their priorities. Sacrifice clarifies who truly wants it and who only wishes for it. The act of sacrifice will often feel lonely because few understand it. While others enjoy leisure, you may be working late. While others seek comfort, you may be enduring discomfort. But solitude is part of the process. The world only celebrates results. It rarely applauds restraint. You must learn to validate yourself in the silence between effort and achievement. Those quiet sacrifices, unseen and unrecognized, are what create future moments of glory. They are the invisible foundation beneath visible success. The crowd will see the finished structure, but only you will know the weight of the bricks you carried in the dark. There is also a spiritual side to sacrifice. It teaches humility. It reminds you that you cannot control everything, that you must sometimes release what feels important to make room for what is essential. It burns away ego and entitlement, leaving behind clarity and gratitude. You begin to see that every great gain demands a letting go, that growth often looks like loss before it reveals itself as reward. Sacrifice grounds you in reality. It forces you to distinguish between what is fleeting and what is forever. When you begin to accept sacrifice as part of the journey, it becomes easier to endure. You stop resenting the process and start respecting it. You understand that every hour spent refining your craft, every temptation resisted, every comfort delayed is building endurance within you. That endurance becomes your competitive edge. Most people crumble under prolonged effort because they never learn to see sacrifice as a natural part of success. They interpret the discomfort as a signal to stop, not realizing it's proof that they're progressing. The price of admission to any meaningful goal is paid in consistent sacrifice. Sacrifice is not about giving up everything you love. It's about giving up what no longer serves you. It's about creating space for the life you truly desire. Sometimes that means outgrowing relationships that no longer align, breaking habits that hold you back, or letting go of the identity you built to survive instead of thrive. These moments hurt because they strip away what's familiar. But once you let them go, you make room for something stronger to emerge. Growth requires loss, and loss requires faith, the faith that what you're building will one day make sense of what you've surrendered. In time, sacrifice transforms from a burden into a badge of honor. You no longer see it as suffering, but as strength. You wear your scars as symbols of endurance. You begin to realize that every sacrifice you made was preparing you to handle the blessings that followed. The struggle that once drained you becomes the story that defines you. Every sleepless night, every lonely decision, every hard choice becomes part of the architecture of your success. Sacrifice is not just what you give up. It's what you become in the process of giving. Nothing meaningful is built without it. Every empire, every work of art, every personal transformation stands on a foundation of things once surrendered. The comfort you give up today becomes the confidence you stand on tomorrow. The time you dedicate now becomes the freedom you enjoy later. The discipline that feels heavy in the beginning becomes light when it turns into habit. When you finally reach the place you've been building toward, you'll understand that sacrifice was never a loss. It was the price of becoming who you were meant to be. So embrace it. Don't run from the cost. Pay it willingly and pay it daily. Because sacrifice, though silent, never forgets to return what it owes. It builds your strength in secret. It shapes your destiny in the dark. And when the time is right, it reveals what it has been creating all along. A life that stands firm, unshaken, and fully earned. You've just journeyed through 10 powerful chapters of Consistency is King. Stand up and build your future. 10 windows into the mindset of growth, endurance, and unstoppable faith in your own potential. But this is only the beginning. The story doesn't end here. Beyond these chapters lie deeper truths, the lessons that turn persistence into power, discipline into freedom, and small steps into lifelong transformation. The remaining 15 chapters will take you further into the heart of consistency, showing you how to build not just habits, but legacy, not just dreams, but direction. If these words have spoken to something inside you, don't let the journey stop here. The full experience, the complete book, is waiting for you right now at audiobooksoffice.com. There. You can read, listen, and grow at your own pace, chapter by chapter, reflection by reflection. Your next level doesn't begin with luck. It begins with commitment. Go claim your copy of Consistency is King today and keep building your future, one page, one decision, one day at a time. Visit audiobooksoffice.com and finish what you started, because your story of consistency deserves to be complete.